Lord, we thank you for the blessings and the anointing of your word. Amen. I want to minister on a subject today that I think is very important to all of us. Amen. There are some specific promises in the word of God that gives to us an understanding unto those that overcome. Amen. And God promises through his word. Amen. And I want to look at some scriptures pertaining overcoming. Amen. In 1 John, in the 2nd chapter, and in the 1st verse, I write unto you, fathers, amen, ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Here you notice it. It mentions that to which that has overcome the wicked one. I write unto you little children, amen, because ye know the Father, amen. I have written unto you fathers because I have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you young men because ye are strong and the word of God abideth in you and you have overcome the wicked one, amen. Then we turn just on over in the 3rd chapter, covering down in, let's go to the 4th chapter, I believe it is. And in the 4th verse, it says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And then looking in the 5th chapter, in the 5th verse, who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, now by water only, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because, amen, the Spirit is true. We have this power to overcome, amen. First of all, because we have heard and received the word, amen. Secondly, because greater is he that's within us than he that's within the world. And thirdly, amen, because, amen, we have believed the report, amen, and we have accepted Jesus Christ, and by the word, amen, and the Spirit and the blood and the truth and all that he has done, amen, for you and I today, we have the power to overcome. Then in Revelations, amen, in the 12th chapter and in verse 11, and they overcame him, that's been the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. By the authority of God's word, we've got to believe the report. Amen. All the promises of God today is made unto the man or the woman that believes, amen, the report, amen. When we acknowledge what God has done by his word and through his word, when we give that acknowledgement of it, amen, and we begin to believe the report of God's word, accepting all that God has did for us, amen. This thing is for the believer today, amen. All that we can say or do, if you don't open your heart to God to believe his word, to believe in this man Christ Jesus, and to believe the fullness of the word of God, amen, all that I can say to you today will be in vain. Amen. There's nothing I have to help you with unless you first can believe the report. Amen. So to those that overcome today, amen, it is a process of believing the word of God. Amen. We have got to align ourselves to the word of God and accept the word of God and believe the word of God. Amen. And in so believing, we've got to act upon the word of God. Amen. If all we do is say, well, yeah, the Bible's real, and yeah, I believe that Jesus is real. Amen. If that's as far as we get, we're not going to get to the overcoming state. Amen. We have got to clothe ourselves in His righteousness. Amen. We have got to walk in the fullness of His love and His understanding. We've got to be bathed in Him. Amen. All of our desires has got to be within Him. Amen. Our motivation for our life must be in Him. Amen. See, the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. And everything else is going to be added. But so many people go out the door to try to accomplish and gain everything else, and they set off somewhere down the line, they'll take time to serve God. Amen. Serve Him while you're going. Amen. Serve Him while you're living. Serve Him while you have breath of life in you. Serve Him while you have the victory today. Serve Him within the fullness of God. Serve Him, amen, when you get up in the morning, amen. Serve Him in the noonday. When the sun goes down, serve Him, amen. Give your heart to Him and give your cause to Him. What was it that little shepherd boy said? He said, is there not a cause? Amen. Yeah. They said to him, his brothers mocked him and said, you come down here for naughtiness. You just come down here to see us. Amen. Because they was really ashamed because they was kind of a coward in the situation. And none of them was willing to go before the giant. Amen. But David, amen, when he came, amen, he was dismayed. And what was going on, amen, even to the point of telling the king, amen, let me go out, amen, against this giant, amen, that defies the armies of the living God, amen. See, this young man was focused on the Lord, amen, and when you're focused on the Lord, you will have the ability to overcome your battles and your trials. You'll have the ability to overcome whatever, amen, you've got to go through, amen. We must condition our hearts, amen, and we must make Him first pole position, amen, in our heart, in our life, and then we will be able to overcome, amen, the obstacles that come along, amen. And there will be battles. There will be afflictions. Men's afflictions are righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of all. There will be battles. There will be trials. There will be every kind of situation come, amen, and confront you. But I want you to know, amen, if you have conditioned your heart in God, amen, you have allowed Him to have that number one position, amen. You will know that greater is He that's within you than he that's in the world. And you will know that through His shed blood and the work that He did on Calvary gives you the right and the privilege to overcome. Amen. Glory to God. When you've got all to stand, the Word of God says simply, just stand. Don't run as cowards. Amen. Those at AI, they run like cowards. Amen. Because they had not done what was God's Word and His command. Amen. Things that have been touched, amen, that God had told, amen, to be left alone. Things that was concentrated and dedicated to go into the treasure of the Lord. Man had laid hands on it for his own purpose and cause and greed, amen. And when they went to battle, amen, there was a shame and they hid themselves like cowards and they run, amen, and was defeated, amen. But I tell you something, amen, when you align yourself to the Word of God, amen, when you begin to walk according to the Scriptures, you begin to be obedient to the Word of God, amen, and you begin to move in the realm of the Spirit, amen. I'm telling you, in the face of the enemy, amen, you'll sing the victory song, amen. You'll be as Jehoshaphat's army. They sing the praise of God while the enemy set ambush against himself, amen, and ambushed himself off, amen, and literally, amen, destroyed himself, amen. Because, amen, the children of God have been obedient to God. Amen. We find it, amen, throughout the Word of God. We find it at the walls of Jericho. We find the children of God as they were obedient to march the proper number of times and to do as God said. Amen. We find the walls came tumbling down. We find the man of God, amen, Elijah, when he was on Mount Carmel, as he was obedient to God, amen, to carry out the number of times, amen, to pour the number of barrels in the right sequence and all the things that God has commanded. We find when it come time to the evening sacrifice, after the man of God had to rebuild, amen, the altar, amen, and prepare the altar for what all, amen, the devil's crowd had done. And there's a lot of repair needs to be done to the altars of the churches of America. Amen. I'm not talking about just building up that. We went in a church one time several years ago that we had to build a new altar because the other altar, amen, had a wall that you could not get down to where the people was at. You had to go out through the choir loft to come down to pray for somebody. Amen. And when I went into the church, I said, we've got to do something about this. We tore that wall down, amen, recarved it, refixed the altar, made a kneeling altar. See, they didn't have no place for people to kneel, amen. And we made a kneeling altar where people would have place to go in and kneel, and you could come down and anoint their heads and pray for them, amen. We had to physically, amen, rebuild the altar, amen. But I'm talking about not necessarily. You may have a good altar, amen. You may have a good place to kneel. You may have good carpet on it, padding on it, or whatever, amen. And everything may be fine physically, but I'm talking about spiritually. We need to rebuild the altars in so many of our churches, amen. Glory to God. We need, amen, to build back up what Satan has tore down and destroyed. And you're the man of God. At the time of the evening sacrifice, the time that he was going to call on God, amen, he had to repair the altar, amen, and go before God. And you know the story how the fire of God came down from heaven, lapped up the sacrifice, amen, lapped up the water even in the ditch, amen. And I'm telling you on through the word of God, when men and women was obedient to God, God came to give them victory. Amen. Was Daniel in the lion's den because at the time that it come time to pray, he turned his face towards the temple and he prayed and sought God's face. Amen. And it come time for the lions, amen, to eat him, and they wasn't hungry that day. I'm telling you, amen, God give power to those that are obedient to be overcomers. Amen. And then I find where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire furnace, they had to go, but that day the fire couldn't burn them. Even when they come out of the fire, they didn't even have the smell of smoke on their clothes. Why? Because they've been obedient to God. Amen. They said, we may burn, but we won't bow. Amen. If you go through life bowing to everything the devil puts in your way, amen, you will not have the power to be an overcomer. But you, my friend, today, if you are obedient to God, if you stand by his word, if you make that simply, amen, your way of life day by day, if you let your cause be as David, stable in God, for he said, is there not a cause, amen? There was a purpose, amen. And if we as the children of God stand to those purposes in that cause, then in that hour of opposition, we will be overcomers. God will make the way where there seemeth none. God will give us the power to overcome. God will bring us out. Amen. I'm telling you, my friend, he will bring you out. Amen. And as that song, amen, we've heard so much here lately, says God's going to turn this thing around. Amen. The devil may have been on your track. Amen. But I tell you, he may have been trying to turn you back. But I said, if you keep on praying, if you keep on pressing on, if you keep on shouting on, if you keep on running on, you keep the faith, amen, and you keep walking in God's word, God will turn your battle around. God will be your victory. God will give you the power to overcome and the power to walk victorious, amen, out of that battle, amen. What was that song many years ago? I'm going to walk right out of this battle, amen. I'm going to lift up my hands and I'm going to walk right out of this valley, amen. You may be in a valley today. You may be in a battle today. But keep on, amen, doing what God's word says. Keep on being faithful to God. And God has promised you, amen, and has given you the power to overcome. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And even going on a little further, amen, in Revelation chapter 21, amen, and in verse 7, he that overcometh, amen, these are the promises now, amen, amen. Let's look on this side of it, amen. Let's look at what, you know, a lot of things they give a reward or a prize, amen, to get people to be able to have a greater desire to take place in whatever the event may be. Amen. They'll give if they have a contest for children or something, they'll give something as the top prize, amen? And that's supposed to give an incentive for the person to work harder. And even for the gold, the metal, as the old saying goes, amen? That is something that is given as an incentive to make them push a little harder, amen. Press a little harder, if you please. Work a little harder, amen. Put a little more of their self into it that they can overcome, amen. So, listen, amen. We have covered the side of, God has given by His word. He's given by the blood. He's given by what He did for us on Calvary. We have all this, amen. And believing all this report, give us the power, amen, to overcome. Amen. Right. Now then, amen, if we look at it in this understanding, we've got not only all these things as a promise, but we've got a promise of what we're going to obtain if we stay in the battle. Amen. Right. If we keep fighting the good fight of faith, God by His word has given us an instruction of what we're, and it's going to be greater than the gold medal. Amen. Right. It's going to be better than some first place prize that they give us, amen, here in this life. Amen?
Amen.
But the word says in Revelation 21:7, he that overcometh, amen, glory to God, amen, shall inherit all things, amen. This gets pretty serious, amen, because we're heirs of God. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, amen, and we're heirs of the promise of God. And God said, now, I want to remind you, if you overcome, amen, this is your reward, amen, and I will be His God, and He will, He shall be my son. Amen. This is the promise. And the time would not permit in this message or this particular moment to cover the in-depth of that seventh verse. Amen. Of what it really means to inherit all things. What it means for Him to be thy God and you to be His son. Amen. And the promises that is given and has been made to a son of God, amen, and all the promises, amen, that is in store for you. My, what a time, what a time, what a time it's going to be. Now then, I want to turn back to the second chapter of Revelations and the third chapter. And I find seven promises, amen, as He gave and as He gave to the churches, He also gave seven promises, amen, and I want to cover them if time permits, amen, in the second chapter of Revelations, and in verse 11, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches, amen. Now, if He's saying it unto the churches, He's saying it unto the believer, He's saying it unto you and me. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Amen. What does that mean? That means we have life.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That means we will live forevermore and shall not die. Amen. For the second death is that which that a man that knows not God, amen, that has rejected God and will not live for God, amen, death and hell, amen, all that will be turned in, amen, into the terminology of the second death, amen. That's when, amen, the soul, amen, not dies as we think of something going out of existence, amen, but that's where the soul is turned into hell for the eternal torment, amen, and there that soul will for eternity be tormented in hell, amen. That is referred to as the second death. God said to he that overcome, you will not be touched nor hurt of the second death. Amen. That should give us an incentive to want to be an overcomer. Amen. Now then, looking, amen, looking into the 11th verse of the second chapter, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Amen. Glory to God. Let me back up. I'm about to cover the same one twice. It's worth covering twice. Amen. Amen. That's the he that overcometh. Amen. He's not, amen, going to be touched, amen, of the hurt of the second death. But back up in verse 7.
He that has an ear, amen, let him hear what the Spirit, amen, said in the churches. He, amen, and this is the, he that overcometh, amen, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst, amen, of the paradise of God. Now we can drive up a stake and spend some time there. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For he said, amen, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, let not your hearts be troubled. Amen. For you believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house, amen, are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you so. Amen. This is the promise of paradise. Amen. Now, the Garden of Eden, when the coolest of the evening, God came walking in the garden, amen. There in that midst of that garden, amen, he had fellowship with man. Sin separated, amen, them, and they run and hid themselves from God because there was a shame, amen. Now, what the disobedience of the first Adam took away was restored, amen, by the obedience, amen. See, disobedience took it away, but obedience brought it back, amen. Yeah. So we had a promise, amen. Now then, that garden, amen, earth will be renovated. All the elements of the earth will be burned up with a fervent heat, amen. And in that day, amen, this garden, amen, which is the Garden of Eden, amen, which is earth, amen, shall be parked alongside of that city of New Jerusalem, and we'll go out into the garden, amen, and we will have, amen, that paradise with God forever. So, amen, not only did he promise, amen, eternal life, amen, in that garden, amen, in that perfect paradise, in that city four square, he promised, amen, that the second death would not hurt us. Now moving on to the third promise, amen, in verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will, amen, give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Amen. Back to that verse over, amen, all over in Revelations, amen, and what was it, amen, in 21 and 7, amen, he said, you shall inherit all things, amen. This covers, amen, a portion, amen, and a fullness of the things that God has promised, amen. Glory to God, amen. He goes on, amen, that we're going to eat of that heavenly manner, amen. We're going to have that new name, amen. And we're going to be partakers of all that which God has given us, amen. We're looking to the fourth, amen, promise he made to the overcomer. He that overcometh, amen, and keepeth my works, amen. Notice this. Overcoming and keepeth my works unto the end. That's the reason we must work while we have the light of day. That's the reason, amen, we're always to be abounding in the things of God, amen. We're to press on, and we're to be strong in the things of God, and we're to work, amen, and be faithful, for we knowing, amen, according to the promises of God, not one bit, amen. Not one bit of our work or anything's going to be in vain. Therefore, he said, my beloved brethren, this is Paul's writings in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians in verse 58. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as ye know, amen, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. This is a powerful, amen, a powerful promise that God not slack on his promises, and God not a man that he should lie. He has allowed us, amen, to have these precious promises given to the man or the woman that overcomes. Verse 26 of the second chapter of Revelation. And he that overcometh and keepeth the works, amen, till the end, amen. He goes on to explain, to him will I give the power over the nations. If we're willing to suffer with them, we're going to be able to rule and reign with him. Amen. Glory to God. You may be a mayor. You may wind up being a president over a country. There's no telling what God will assign you as you're faithful unto God. Amen? Now then, we're going to cover three more of them if time permits us. And Revelation's the third chapter. He that overcometh, this is verse 5, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot his name out of the book of life, but I will confess the name, amen, before, amen, my Father and before his angels. Amen?
Yes, Lord.
If we go to heaven, it will be because God grants us access. Amen? And here he promises, amen, that he will clothe us in the wedding garments. Amen. We're going to be a part of the bride. Amen. And because of this, amen, he said, I will confess, amen, you before my Father. He'll say, Father, this is one of mine. Amen. He came through the blood. This is one of mine. Amen. Then number 6 in the promises.
Yes, Lord.
It's found in verse 12. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I will write, amen, on him the name of my God,
yes,
and the name, amen, of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heavens from my God, and I will write upon him, amen, my new name. Amen.
Yes.
This is the promise of God. There again, amen. There again, this is our promise of that city. This is our promise of all the things that God has in store for them that serve him. Amen. Let's move on, amen, unto number 7 of the promises he made. Amen. In Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. Amen. Here's the final promise he made in those 2 chapters. Amen. Well, he said that we are going to be able to have access to sit down with him. Amen. And his throne with his Father. Amen. That we will be a portion. Amen. And a part. Amen. Of all that God has done, amen, and we for a time and eternity will rule and reign with him with a brand new name, amen, in that city, amen, glory to God, of 4 square, that's coming down out of the heavens. All these things he promised, and he cannot lie and cannot be slack on those promises. He has promised us those things if we overcome. That should be enough incentive, amen. It don't matter how many times we feel like quitting, we just keep on keeping on. No matter how many times the devil comes and jumps up and tells us, amen, what's the use? We need to offer and say to the devil, devil, you need to read the word, amen. Because I have 7 promises that God made to the churches, and I'm a part of the church age. And I am a believer, and I am an overcomer, and these are mine, amen. And devil, you can't take them away, amen, in Jesus' name, because I am an overcomer, amen. Glory to God, amen. Thank God. Lord, touch to the uttermost. Touch that person that's crying out to you. For that person today that wants to be an overcomer, give them victory and give them life. And let them be partakers of these divine promises. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.